The Reds going for their third straight win, taking on the Pirates. Robert Stevenson on the hill for Cincinnati, saying hello to a young fan before the game. We pick it up in the first inning with Stevenson looking good.
2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. First strikeout for Stevenson, and
there he goes. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. Good off-speed delivery by Robert Stevenson. He gets a strikeout of Bell. Two of them in the inning, and that puts an end to the Pirate third.
There goes Bell. Swing and a miss, throw down to second, strike him out, throw him out.
Stevenson now to McCutchen. Ground ball to third. Backhand Suarez gets it, throws it, got it. Inning over. Another 1-2-3 inning. That is eight in a row now, retired by Robert Stevenson. We go to the bottom of the sixth, still a scoreless game. The pitch. Yeah, the ball hit high and deep into left center field. McCutchen will turn. He'll look at it. That ball gone. Home run. Hey, Eugenio Suarez, number 26. And the Reds score first in this game in the bottom of the sixth. Two-run blast by Suarez. 2-0 Reds. Two balls and a strike to Jeanette. Lead it first by Votto. Scooter swings. He hits one hard to right. Back goes the right fielder. He'll look up. That one just over the yellow line and right. And a home run for Scooter Jeanette. That is number 25 for the Reds second baseman. And that for the Reds is now a 4-0 lead. Two-run homer by Suarez. Two-run homer by Jeanette.
Fair ball down the right field line. Vincey's on his way to third. Billy Hatcher's going to wave him around as the ball rattles around there. John Jaso has trouble coming up with it. And Barnhart in with an RBI triple.
Michael Lorenzen a second save as the Reds win their third straight, taking it 5-2. Robert Stevenson the win, going six scoreless innings, striking out eight. John Jaso his 10th homer of the season in the loss. The Pirates have now dropped five in a row in 10 of their last 11. Manager Brian Price spoke after.
Especially the last three innings, because the first three, he was really all over the place. He was not sharp, he didn't have real good stuff, a lot of big misses. And my concern was, you know, when to pull the plug. And, you know, man, I told Mac at some point, I said, hey, man, I said, we can try to get through five if it stays like this with the score, to try to get him to qualify for a decision. But, you know, he just didn't look very sharp. And then all of a sudden, innings four, five, and six, here he comes. And that's exactly what you want to see, you know, is to see the struggle and see the battle and pitch out of situations. He didn't give up any runs in the three innings. He wasn't sharp, and then he was able to really get on a roll. And if it wasn't a long nine-batter inning where the pitcher spot came up, he probably would have gone back out for the seventh. So I was really impressed with how he handled that.
You know, against Garrett Cole, especially on the road, the way he's been of late, that the runs are going to be tough to come by. Finally, in the third time through, you were able to touch him up a couple times.
Yeah, well, he comes off the shutout, you know, through whatever it was, seven or eight shutout innings against us, and then here, and then he looks like he's going to, you know, be really tough again. Unfortunately, you know, get the Winker has a great at bat to walk, and then, you know, Suarez hits the homer, and then there it is, Joey again, another good at bat, and it gets to Jeanette. He doesn't miss the fastball and hits it out of the ballpark to make it 4-0. So, yeah, you always anticipate a low scoring game against him, and we were able to break through there to give ourselves at least enough lead to where we could safely preserve it for the bullpen.
I think you knew coming out of spring training this team could hit and was going to score some runs, but I don't know, if your wildest dreams, you thought you would have six guys with 20 and five with 25 plus home runs.
Yeah, you know, you there's certain optimism that you have. I think we know that Duvall can hit homers and Joey can hit homers. And Suarez has the power, but these guys now, Shevler and Suarez and Cozart and Jeanette, it adds a length dimension to the lineup, but also a power threat. And even really Tucker, you know, he has the ability to hit that, especially from the left side, hit the ball out of the ballpark. Not necessarily that we're leaning on that, but he's a great late in the lineup offensive threat. Maybe not even for the home run, but today it was a triple to drive in a runner from first base. And it ended up being a really important extra run.
You've talked about this, about getting out of the bottom and climbing up that ladder. Another sweep of the Pirates and, you know, not finishing last in the division's big.
It is. It should be. You know, we should all strive for a lot more. You know, we certainly want to get back to where we're talking about the top of the division and not the bottom. But at this point in time, with where we are in the standings, we have to try to shoot for the next best thing where we are, and that's unfortunately is fourth place, but it's better than where we currently stand, and we should push hard. The guys have played hard all year. We've got teams that are in postseason contention still, though some of them looks like they're slipping a little bit. But the games have importance, not just statistically, but from where we are in the standings.
Robert Stevenson, a great effort, going six scoreless innings, striking out eight. He spoke to the media after.
I didn't have really anything locked in. And actually, after the first inning, I came inside to go change out my jerseys, and Storen was in here, and he told me, slow everything down. It looks like you don't want to gather myself, at my balance point. And that's why I'm able to make really good pitches. And so after I was able to go back out there and finally get it locked in, then it started getting a lot easier.
What was the pitch that you were most pleased with today? It looked like from the third inning on, you really got locked in.
Yeah, my slider at the beginning of the game wasn't there, and it kind of showed up halfway through the game, and I was able to throw a lot more for strikes, and fastball started coming around too.
You're pleased with the way you've been throwing these last six starts too, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been happy, and I feel like I've made progress. I still feel like I've got some improvement where I definitely feel like I can be better, and I don't think it's too far away.
Up next, the Reds begin a series at home against the Cardinals on Tuesday with Jackson Stevens on the hill.